85 Thursday, mostly sunny and hot. High 95.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're trying to go live on Facebook right now. So if you're close to being at home, you can go to Facebook and go to Anita Gonzalez Hiles, H-I-L-E-S, and you will find me, find us.
All of us here.
Yes. Oh, so how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We're all doing good.
All doing well.
Yes. All right. And we're almost live. Is that the deal? All right.
Well, we're live. It's just not in. It's not in. In the
camera,
housing.
You're having some camera difficulties there with the tripod.
Oh, we are.
All right.
Well, I couldn't get my iPad to work.
Mm-hmm.
All this electronics. This is all new to me.
All right. Well, you didn't have that many electronics when you were a patrol person, did you?
I mean, you had to contact. Not like they do now. No,
you just had the two-way radio.
Exactly.
And now you've got two-way radio on a bigger transmitter.
Exactly. All right, so all is good.
She was used to hearing one out of 12. We got an incident, you know.
Not that old.
What, did Martin Milner show up?
Yeah, really?
I love it. But we got a great show. We also have a giveaway. So you want to stay tuned because we'll throw in some trivia as well soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in and win the, it's similar to a Yeti. It's a Jacksonville Jaguar cup.
Yes.
32 ounces, kind of like a Yeti. It's awesome. It's black and with the copper logo on there. So it's pretty cool.
There we go.
And the number here when you get that. Trivia question is 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we've got some great people in the house today. We've got Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group.
Greetings, Jacksonville. How is everyone doing out there?
Yes. Always great to see you, Carl.
Thank you.
You're always just full of knowledge and trivia.
Well, and full of other things, too, but that's when my wife is calling me.
That's right.
All right.
That's for another day. And then we have Jeff Stone King from Brightway Insurance.
Hi, Anita. Carl.
So, hey, guys.
A couple of my two favorite guys. I got my three favorite dudes in the house.
Wow.
Yes, cool. with AJ. So this is fantastic. We've got, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you a little secret because when we come back after break, I'm going to tell you how I saved $300 and what I did with that $300, and I still saved some money. So it's we've got such a treat for you. You're going to want to hear how I did that. And but first, we're going to get an update from Carl. Carl is holding up the the cell phone right now.
Hello, world. How are we doing out there?
At the commercial, we'll put it on the tripod.
Cameraman and guest.
I know.
Hey, multi-talented. I do
you know, if we were in elementary school, we would have this down pat.
I'm surprised a union person hasn't come in saying you can't handle, you know, do the camera and, you know, speak at the same time.
So. Yeah, if my grandson was here, this thing would be running smoothly.
Well, I feel bad. I was the AV nerd in school. I used to know how to do the 16-millimeter projectors we used to have in school.
And oh, there you go.
Now I can't operate this efficiently.
That's right. So give us an update. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've got some numbers that's going on in the market. Now, most people think that COVID-19 may have put a damper on what's going on in the real estate industry, but we've got some numbers that came out nationally. New home sales, which measures contracts that are new and written, has been up 16.6% in May versus Last year at the same time, it was only up 1.6%, which was expected. And then sales of all types of homes are up 12.7% from this time last year. So if you're out there thinking that this is a bad time to buy a house, it is a good time because the market's hot and we need to get more listings out there and get some more sales going, get you in a home while the rates are wonderful. And just to let you know, I'm putting people in some instances that qualify, rates under 3%.
I'm going to hit my mic. Hello, Duval. Are you all listening? Because it is a great time to buy right now. It really is. Or even refinance.
True. Yes.
I'm doing that. I'm going to be saving a mint. And so I'm kind of excited about that. We're always excited to save money.
Yes, this is the way
and
to do it.
Interest rates are still at an all-time low.
All time. Yes. I've been in this business over 30 years, and this is the lowest we've
ever
seen.
Forever.
Yes. So some say you have to go back to the 1930s to get this, but we're even less than that. So think about the over 70 years since we've seen rates like this.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yes.
It really is. So I am extremely happy with that, and everybody should. So we need more sellers. We've talked about this for the longest time. For months now, I've talked about... Mm-hmm. We need listings. Well, guess what? We still need listings. It's called supply and demand. Homes are being sold overnight. We have a lot of buyers, and we have nothing to show them.
Is there a price range especially that's overly active? Or,
you know, to be honest with you, I don't think it matters right now because we have so little out there. But I would say the majority of our buyers are going to be probably below 350. But... they're all just moving quickly.
And if you're in a house and you've got some equity, nationally they're saying that the median price for a home in the United States is $317,900, up 4.7% from last year at this time. So appreciation is occurring. So if you've been in a home and you've been in it a while and you want to move on to that next one, there could be equity for you to take advantage of for that next house.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm already thinking about the next house because I'm keeping this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already thinking, okay, how many more closings is it going to take for me to purchase another home?
Real estate's the way to go.
Yeah,
it's the only asset, really, if you think about it, outside of stocks that constantly appreciate. But housing, you get to use it every day, and it goes up in value if you take care of it. And you do not get that with a rental. If you're paying rent, you're helping someone else pay their mortgage. Get your own mortgage, get your own house, and take advantage of that appreciation.
Yeah, if you can... And if you're not sure, then call Carl because he will let you know if you can or can't and when you can. So a lot of times, you know, people think that they cannot, purchase, and then they find out just by chatting with you that it's like, oh, my God, I can.
And there's programs that'll help. And many instances, the cost to buy is cheaper than the rent that you're paying in the home for more square footage or the same square footage. So you'll be surprised.
Yes. So we need a trivia question.
Because
we're down to the wire now, so we're going to give the trivia question, and then when we go to commercial, we're going to pick the 50th caller to win this, I hate to use the word Yeti, but everybody knows what I mean by that. It is an NFL 32-ounce, similar to Yeti,
right.
Jacksonville Jaguar. It's pretty cool, too.
Well,
I give them away, and it's like one of these times I need to keep one for myself, you know, but they're pretty awesome. So we're going to give you a trivia question, and then when we go to break, we're going to take the 50th caller. So what is...
Well, let's talk about it. It's football,
it's
in honor
about,
of the Jaguars.
Okay.
But a professional football team that was here in Jacksonville, what was the name of the league, and what was the name of the Jacksonville team that we had here in Jacksonville? And a hint, it was back when we had the Gator Bowl. So just think about that.
And the number to call is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. What was the name of the football team?
And the league that played here in Jacksonville as a professional football team. And the hint is it goes back a little way, so it's the old Gator Bowl.
There you go, the 50th caller when we go to break. And I'm going to tell you when we come back, we're going to announce the winner, and then... we're going to tell you how I saved $300 and what I did with it. And I still saved money. And why? Because Jeff Stone King is awesome. That's why. So stay with us.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate right here at Talk Radio, WBOB.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
It in. Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And yes, we're still trying to go live on Facebook.
All right. I believe we have caller number 50 waiting online here to answer your trivia question. Carl, do you want to give that question again?
Well, what we're asking about is football related, and it's what professional football team, the late name of the league, and the name of the Jacksonville team that was here. My hint was it was in the old Gator Bowl.
All right, we've got Pete on the line. Peter, what's the guess?
Jacksonville Bulls of the USFL.
Perfect. You got it, man. Right. Well done.
Congratulations, Pete. Right. You're the winner, and I'll have it out to you via UPS. Congratulations, and thank you so much for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. You're awesome. Thanks, Pete.
All right, very good.
So there we go. Go try to put that back in
there. Okay. we're fighting with the tripod here.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Since I'm refinancing my house, you know, I decided, you know, I thought my insurance that I was paying was way too much. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to call the man, Jeff Stone King, from Brightway and see what he can do for me. So not only did I save $300, but my deductible is $500, plus it included hurricane.
Correct. $500 deductible for both, for all perils, including hurricane. So yes.
Yes. And so I'm saving $300 a month.
No, $300 a year.
$300 a year. I'm sorry. Yes, $300 a year. And then I thought, okay, I'm not in a flood zone, but I still want flood insurance. And so that more than covered my flood insurance.
Yeah. We looked at FEMA or NFIP, National Flood Insurance Program, has a standard flood program. But a couple of years ago, legislation had passed where you can get private flood insurance now. And through companies like Lloyd's of London and folks like that that underwrite the insurance policy. And for a lot of people, especially if you're not out real close to the ocean and the beach, you can get private flood insurance for a lower premium like we did for you, with actually better coverage and deductibles than what the NFIP policies offer. So it's a really good program for, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, I know I appreciate it because not only am I saving on the refi, but then I'm saving some money because my insurance is $300 less.
Yeah. And I do want to mention, you said, talking about your flood zone, technically everybody's in a flood zone. It's just what level of flood zone
Correct.
You are. But it's a little misunderstood in the fact that a lot of people think, well, I'm in an X flood zone. I'm not in a high risk flood zone. About 25% of all flood claims are in non-high-risk flood zones. So it is one of the biggest areas that that has flooding, and it is something that people don't think of. They think that I'm not in that high-risk flood zone. In my case, they were doing work on Bay Meadows Road, and I live just off Bay Meadows Road, and a couple of years ago they were doing some work on the storm sewers. And we had some heavy, heavy rains for a few days. And then one afternoon had a major storm. And we had water in our front yard, probably 15 feet from our house, just because the storm sewers couldn't handle all the water runoff. It's not that my house is in a high-risk flood zone, but it was just the fact that the storm sewers couldn't handle the amount of water that was going mm-hmm. through it. And we were close to flooding.
So. Well, that happens because what you do is you want to get it if you're not in a high-risk flood zone. You want to get it because I understand the premium is less
Absolutely.
If you're on high risk. Now, my experience with NFIP, the flood insurance program, FHA mandates we have to use the federal version. But when you're doing traditional Fannie, Freddie, conventional yeah. lending, then you can go out private insurance, and it is a much better deal.
Yeah. And I do know legislation. They're working on some things with legislation to where FHA – Yeah, we'll look at that.
But right now,
so what exactly is covered with flood insurance? What does that mean?
It's as far as what it's physically covering is very similar to your homeowner's policy. It's going to cover the dwelling and it's going to cover your contents. With the National Flood Program, there are some limitations for like other structures. If you have a shed or something like that on the property, I had a property just this week that has a mother-in-law suite on the back of the property, and a National Flood Program policy does not cover that mother-in-law suite. You'd have to actually get a second policy for that. But in most cases, you know, most residential homes and stuff, you're similar coverage to what you have with a homeowner's policy, where it's covering the structure, the building, and then also your contents inside.
That's awesome.
Well, what's the old adage? If the water is coming from the sky, that's yeah. one part of your policy. But right. if it's coming up to your right. property, it's the flood insurance.
Right.
Is that a
yeah.
rule
so,
of thumb?
So typically your homeowner's policy is going to cover rain coming in from above, through the windows, things like that, right. assuming it's a covered claim. But if it's rising waters, I always tell people if you need a canoe to leave your property because water's coming up into the home, then that's going to be considered
so
flood.
Let's say that a pipe, you're asleep at night, a pipe breaks underneath the sink, you know, you turn on the dishwasher before you went to bed,
right? Yeah, that's going to be your homeowner's policy.
Okay, that would so, be the yeah, homeowner's yes, policy
yes, yes
on that.
The flood insurance is strictly for rising water from the outside. So
got you. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
So a pipe breaks, something like that, then that's going to be
The homeowners.
Well, to go back on your experience where it was creeping into your yard, I've had some success because if your lender puts in your address into the flood data systems and any part of the property touches a flood zone, the lender assumes that the entire property, including the structure, is impacted.
Right.
But I've had experience where if you get a surveyor out to show where the flood line is on the survey, it can affect your premium along with an elevation certificate.
Correct.
Am I right there?
Yes, correct. It's when they get the elevation certificate and the survey, the survey will show, you typically have like a dotted line where it'll show where one flood zone is versus another. You can see that quite often when you have a preserve in the backyard, and the back of the preserve may be high-risk flood zone, but the house is not, the structure is not. Mm-hmm. And the way NFIP looks at it is if any portion of the property is touching the higher-risk flood zone, then the entire home's considered in the higher-risk zone, and you'd have to have those higher rates. So you could have a home that's not in the higher-risk zone. Somebody adds a swimming pool, and that the patio around the pool is now touching the higher risk flood zone. And now then they're in a higher risk zone, and they have to pay higher premiums because of that piece of the property is in that. I literally had a buddy of mine who had a deck that he added to his home, and the steps going down the deck was in the higher risk zone. So he bought me some beverages, and we went over and we took off his steps and moved them to the other side of the deck and got it out of the high-risk flood zone and saved him a bunch of money.
So, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we have Jeff Stoneking here with Brightway Insurance. So if you have questions for him or for Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And you never know. Maybe Jeff can save you a couple hundred bucks like he did me. I saved $300 and then put it towards flood insurance, which I'm all for, and still saved a little bit of money. So, yeah, you can't beat it. I mean, seriously, I was shocked, to be honest with you. I was like, this is amazing. I was paying that much more and didn't need to.
Well, do you provide a service where you shop it every year for your clients to make sure they're getting the best deal?
We're seeing the entire insurance industry is really tightening up on a lot of different things.
Okay.
And so we are seeing rate increases across the state. And so Brightway is unique. We have a renewals team at our corporate office that has 100 so folks over there that do nothing but manage and monitor policies renewing. And so they make sure that the mortgage company pays the policy. They make sure that if a mortgage company sells to another mortgage company, that gets updated. And then one of the things that they do for us is to help monitor the rate increases. So if a customer's rate increases goes up by a certain percentage, each office does a little bit different. But as far as I get a notification, and then we'll reach out to the customer and say, hey, would you like us to shop your policy, or do you want to stay where you're at? Because if they do want us to shop right now with all the guideline changes in the industry, it may be that they're not qualified, you know, and may even the company that they're with now might not take them based on their new guidelines that maybe they didn't have back when we wrote their policy with them.
Yeah, I've run into that. They change every year depending on the economic situation of the company, as well as what's going on in the city as far as history of rain, storm, so forth. So it's almost like if you get in multiple car wrecks, if you're in an area that gets multiple flooding or damage, it can change your insurance.
Yes, and that could be, you need it. Yep. You need to have it.
You need Jeff.
Yep. So call
here
in and
help.
Definitely call in and ask those questions and maybe see if Jeff can save you $300. You never know, because I thought it was pretty amazing. I'm happy. I am a happy customer of Brightway Insurance and of Homeowner Financial Group. Pretty awesome. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to find out about FEMA and hurricanes and how does that pertain to insurance and what is new in the insurance industry, because a lot of things have changed. And then we'll have a little tidbit from Carl as well. So that's pretty awesome, don't you think, there,
AJ? Yes, it
AJ?
Is. Saving money is always good, and it's always nice to know that you can save. All right, we're going to be back with Anita and Jeff and Carl all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
600 101.1 FM WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hospital administrators and healthcare experts are warning that parts of the U.S. are on the verge of being overwhelmed by the coronavirus, lamenting that a restriction-weary public and politicians are letting disaster unfold. With 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported Tuesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400. While new cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots such as New York and New Jersey, several other states set single-day case records Tuesday. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records. And stocks slumped on Wall Street after new coronavirus cases in the U.S. hit their highest level in 2 months, renewing worries that the economy may take longer to bounce back than investors had hoped. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. Throughout Florida, there have been over 3,200 deaths out of more than 103,000 coronavirus cases. Out of over 3,200 infections, 62 people in Duval County have died as a result. In St. Johns County, they have 510 cases, 511 in Clay, and 126 in Nassau. After the city council yesterday unanimously approved releasing the funds, dozens of nonprofits and community organizations in Jacksonville can expect to split more than $16 million federal dollars to help with COVID-19 relief. Police say a man was killed by gunfire outside a church on North Main Street in Jacksonville overnight yesterday. If you know anything about this, you were asked to call Crime Stoppers anonymously. There's a phone scam going around. JEA officials saying someone's been calling people up, saying your service will be turned off within half an hour if you don't immediately pay a certain amount of money. No one's service is being cut off right now. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of an accident on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound at the ramp to Southside Boulevard. Also, there's a crash on I-95 heading south before Emerson Street, blocking the left lane. And there's another accident on I-95 northbound beyond Bay Meadows Road. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 75. Thursday, mostly sunny and hot. High 95.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're glad to be back. And if you have questions, please call us at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we've got Carl Parnell from Homeowner Financial Group with us today. And Jeff Stoneking. Of course, he's the man.
The myth.
The legend from Brightway Insurance. You saved me $300. So I love it. So tell us what is new You said a lot of things have changed with insurance.
Yeah, and it's not, unfortunately, it's not good news. I was in the mortgage industry. Actually, Carl and I were talking before we started. We've known each other for over 20 years, and I was in the mortgage industry when everything kind of crashed in 2005, 6, and I almost feel like I'm back in that now when it comes to insurance. There's a lot of rates going up. A lot of insurance companies are tightening their guidelines tremendously. Probably the biggest factor is the age of the roofs. And so somebody puts on a new roof, they get a architectural shingle that's a 20-year-old or 20-year life expectancy roof that they get that they replace on their home. Insurance companies are seeing so many roofing claims that they're changing their guidelines to where we literally had a company a couple of weeks ago that used to take a roof up to 25 years, and they changed their guideline to say we're not taking a roof over 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
We have companies that are, a lot of them are going to 15 years maximum, and many of them, probably more than half of them, are 12 years to even 10 years. Even some companies that will not take a home if it's more than 10 years old. And so, you know, there's quite a few reasons for that. One is a couple companies started making that change, and the other companies didn't want to get stuck with everything else that the others didn't want. So everybody's tightening their guidelines as fast as they can so that they don't get too much business. Insurance has to get what's called reinsurance. So if your home burns down, XYZ insurance company is going to be the one that pays that claim for you. If a hurricane hits thousands of homes, and this happens all over the world where earthquakes and tsunamis and wildfires, insurance companies get what's called reinsurance. And so they're getting insurance just like what you're getting, just on a much bigger scale. And those reinsurance costs are going up dramatically because of the fact that we've had more hurricanes, we've had more natural disasters around the country and around the world. And I get the phone call, I don't understand why my premium's going up. I haven't had a claim. Well, no, you haven't, but everybody else has. And so the reinsurance is going up dramatically. So companies are trying to limit how many policies they get. There's been a lot of repair fraud where repairers, whether that be a roofer, whether that be a handyman, a water restoration company, are exaggerating cost. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's less expensive for the insurance company to pay those costs than it is to try to dispute it because of litigation on top of that. So the shame of it is the insured's not necessarily the one benefiting. So if, you know, an insured is getting a new roof because they've got storm damage, they're getting the same roof, but it may be that the roofer's inflating their charges by quite a bit, and the insured doesn't get any better roof or anything like that. It's just that the insurance company's having to pay quite a bit more because it's easier to pay that extra $10,000 for that roof than it is to dispute it and pay $50,000 in litigation fees. And so it's just kind of a vicious cycle with it.
You know, we always try to hope that people are going to be honest, but right. We know that they're not going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in the roofing category, yeah. It's like, don't gouge it. It's going to cost you $8,000 to replace it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of fantastic roofing companies out there.
Oh, absolutely.
I always tell people, do your due diligence, look and see how long they've been in business. Although there was a company that had been in business for 25 plus years that went out of business a year ago and took a lot of folks' money. But, you know, if it's too good to be true, it is. If somebody comes knocking on your door, do not let them get on your roof. Even if the company is a licensed roofing company, that person that's knocking on your door is probably not an employee of the roofing company. They're probably a contract person. And if that person gets up and falls from your roof, like happened to one of my customers, that person turned around and said, I'm injured, and sued the insured and the insurance company for $250,000 for the injuries from them getting up on the roof and falling. So it's Yeah. And the other is to mention on that is to be very, very careful with doing what's called an assignment of benefits. And this would be for any claim, anybody that comes to your house, you know, whether it's repair work for plumber, cabinets, roof, anything like that. When you sign that, you give up all your rights.
We have a question from James Darling from Facebook, and he wants to know what options are out there for buyers going after homes that are 10-plus year old roofs.
Yeah, sure. Hey, James, good to hear from you. So there are options. It's just that it's being limited. So for from our end, and this isn't necessarily for everybody, but for Brightway, we probably write with more carriers than anybody else. So currently, if we write with 40 different companies, there's probably 20 of those companies, maybe even a little bit more than that, that would take a 10-year roof without much issue, assuming that it's in good condition. Where I'm seeing kind of a area of concern is when you get a three-tab roof, if people understand what that is, versus an architectural shingled roof. That three-tab roof that's 10 to 12, 13 years old, realtors and consumers need to be very careful to make sure that there's not any lifting shingles, any kind of warping, anything like that, because that seems to be a hot area where I'm seeing properties that have damage to them.
And what we're finding is something called reshingling, where they just don't rip off the old, they just put new ones on so it looks pretty.
Right.
And that's
and most something. Insurance companies will not take that.
Yeah, if they know about it. But I've run into that where customers will call me back, guess what, my insurance company, I've got to change. So So Brightway stepped in and tried to help out in many of my customers over the years.
And to answer James' question, there's very few properties that I've come across in 10 years of having my office that we're not able to insure. If you have a property that's got a 20-year-old roof on it, I can probably get insurance on it, even 22, 23 years old. It's just that it's not going to be the best premium, and it's probably not going to be the best coverage. Right. So, but it gets somebody in the home until they're able to do something.
And it's important because that affects their payment. And sometimes if their insurance is too high, it affects their ability to get the mortgage. So working with a good broker that can shop it around and get you the best price is really the way to go.
Yes, and we are live on Facebook on my personal page, Anita Gonzalez Hiles. That's H-I-L-E-S. And so I want to do a little shout out and say hi to Ann Rains, who let us know we were upside down. Yes, we figured it out.
My fault.
I'm just glad they noticed.
I thought we looked pretty good upside down. And we have Ron Berry and my good friend Rick White. He's awesome. And Youngblood. We got David Youngblood. So good to have these people listening on Facebook. And don't forget, you can always, always download the WBOB app. So it doesn't matter if you're in your car, if you like what you're listening to, just download. It's free. The app is free. Just download it and you can listen and tune in every Wednesday at 5 p.m. and every morning with Ed Dean at 0600 hours. If you're up, I am not up at 0600 hours. Ed Dean is, though. I think he's up at 4. But and he's on till 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Yes, that's right. Six to nine.
Superman.
Eastern time.
You forgot about his sidekick.
Yes, my buddy. Yes.
But it's Roger. A good show. Roger, yeah.
Yeah. It is a good show. It is. So
Oh, there's Ed Dean now.
That's right. Yeah.
Shall we all bow now? What should we do?
All right. I love it.
He's flying away now.
All right. Yeah, he's gone. As quick as he got here. Yeah, we love Ed. But so stay tuned because we're going to have more for you. We're live on Facebook now that we're not upside down. And we're talking insurance. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about FEMA versus insurance and how does that all come together because it is important. And then we're going to find out what's new in the lending world. So find out how I saved $300. It's awesome.
Money's cheap.
I think you liked saving $300, didn't you?
Yeah, can't beat it.
Somebody tells me that.
Can't beat it. So stay tuned.
All right. Anita's back with Jeff and Of course, Carl, he's got some more information for you that you're going to want to know about. And of course, you can get in the conversation too on Rapid Fire Real Estate anytime at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. You have some questions or any other information you'd like to know about real estate, give us a call. Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find.
The song is upside down. What does
he mean by that? I love it. That's great. That's great.
Disco.
That's right.
Bringing back some Diana Ross. There
you go. I thought we looked pretty good upside down, but You are listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we are talking insurance with Jeff Stone King, and my sidekick today is Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group, and we have Mark on the line with a question. Mark, how can we help you?
Hey, Anita. Hey, guys.
Hey there.
So I was I just heard about the insurance and age of the roof, and I know that's a hot topic in both insurance and in real estate. I was wondering for Jeff, is there discussion in the industry to get away from discussing or focusing on the age of the roof and start focusing on the life expectancy of the roof?
I don't think so. And the reason being is it's not necessarily with a lot of these roofs that are that claims are being made on. It's not necessarily that the roof is even that damaged or damaged. It's the fact that roofers are going into neighborhoods where, and again, I'm not saying all roofers, but certain roofers are going into neighborhoods where they know a subdivision's this old, and we can just knock on doors and say, hey, that, you know, there was a hailstorm back 3 months ago in your neighborhood, and we can get you, you know, a roof or something right. to that effect. I kind of think there's one company that's not an admitted carrier where they're basically not audited or managed by the state that has gone to an actual cash value of a roof. So instead of replacement costs, so you get a brand new roof when it's damaged, they're basically saying, you've got damage, but your roof's 18 years old. We're going to depreciate your roof if it was damaged from a hurricane or from wind, and do something like that. And I think that would fix a lot of the problems. It's not the best answer
for
the customer.
Can you repeat his question?
Can I do what?
Can you repeat his question?
Repeat his question as
people,
far as...
Yeah, people on Facebook couldn't hear his question.
So Mark's question was basically, will insurance companies start looking at life expectancy of the roof versus the how old the roof is? And the answer, short answer is no, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Because, I mean, obviously, from an underwriting standpoint, it should be based on the life expectancy, but I guess it's going based on the tactics of the roofer.
Right. Unfortunately it is. A lot of it's on the tactics of the roofer. Now, I will say that just because an insurance company says they're not going to take a new policy where the roof is, say, 15 years old or older, doesn't mean necessarily that when your roof turns 15 years old, you're going to get a cancellation notice from your insurance carrier. They will come out and do an inspection. Some companies are every year. Some companies are every, you know, 2 years, and they'll take a look at your property. And if the roof looks like it's in good condition and they don't have concerns with it, then, you know, they still will consider renewing your policy.
Would it be good to, maybe after an incident, would it be good to do a WinMet or just have a company come out and inspect it? I wouldn't want a roofer to come out and inspect it.
Yeah, the WinMet's a little bit different scenario. A WinMet's for trying to save you some money on your insurance policy and is a great topic if you know, we had time.
But they check the brackets and...
They look to see if you have hurricane clips and different things like that in your home. Anybody that has a home built in the 90s up to 2002 absolutely should have a wind mitigation report. You can get them for as little as $50. You can get them as much as $200, but you're going to save money on your insurance. If your insurance agent didn't tell you that, shame on them. As far as having a roofer come out, you know, if you truly think that you have concerns, then get a licensed roofer to come out and take a look at your property. If you do file a claim on your insurance, because it's a weather-related claim, it typically will not be held against you. If you have multiple claims, then it possibly could, but by itself, you know, getting a roofer or getting something like, you know, having a reputable roofer come out is not a bad thing.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for calling in. We appreciate your question, and I appreciate you listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. Now, David Youngblood had a question.
Okay.
So it's long. I'll let you read it to everybody.
Let me read it. Okay. Yes. So I don't have my reading glasses on either.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So he asked a couple things. One is sustained damage from flooding and from rain. And will flood insurance and homeowners insurance potentially pay for both damages? Technically, yes. So a lot of times insurance companies will look to see what the initial source of the claim was. And I do preface that I'm not a licensed claims person. But as far as, you know, insurance companies, especially after hurricanes or things like that, they'll look and try to see what the damage was from. So if flooding was the initial damage, then that will pay first. If there was additional damage that was from the roof blowing off, then that's going to be paid first. So if a roof was blown off and then flooding comes up too, it could potentially be both companies would pay on the policy. And I have seen that before where both have paid out. And then his second question, young blood. So his second item was the minimum coverage for a first-time home buyer. And I think that's a conversation with the individual. But first of all, the one thing you don't want to do is underinsure the property. So you want to make sure that you have enough coverage to replace the home if something gets damaged.
Yeah, absolutely.
For that first-time home buyer, insurance companies will typically give you 50% for your contents coverage and give you replacement costs for your personal belongings, your contents. Best way I can explain that is if you have a replacement cost on your furniture and your contents, they're going to give you money to go buy brand new furniture. If you don't have that, they're going to give you money to go to Craigslist and buy a used sofa like what you had before. But somebody that's a first-time home buyer may not have 50% worth of contents coverage. May just be starting out and maybe like me in college and used a concrete block for my TV stand. you don't need replacement cost for contents, and that's a way to save some money to get into the home.
That's great. So what is the difference? Okay, we talked about hurricane and then FEMA. Does if I have hurricane insurance, can I still get FEMA coverage? Or
so they're a little bit different.
You got about 2 minutes.
I got about 2 minutes. So they're a little bit different. So your homeowner's policy typically will cover for hurricane. So you typically have two separate deductibles on your homeowner's policy, one for anything not hurricane related, one that is hurricane coverage. That's typically a higher deductible. Fortunately, we were able to get you a lower deductible on your insurance. But that's typically part of your homeowner. So if a hurricane causes damage to your home, that's going to be covered under that part. And then again, going back to FEMA or a private flood policy, that's going to be for that rising water and damage from a storm that way.
Very good. We've got Mark listening. We've got Lundy listening. And David Youngblood, of course. Of course, he's mad because I said he was sniveling.
We forget that they can hear us when we're on Facebook. Yeah.
So. I meant that with love, David. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on to...
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, we're going to have you come back. People have questions. Everybody wants to know more and more when it comes to insurance because there's so much to know. There really is. And you've got the last word here. You got this.
Money is on sale. Lenders are opening up, so if you need to get a refinance or a purchase, now's the time. Historical low rates and money is on sale.
All right. That's good news from Carl.
Carl Parnell.
From the USFL.
That's right. I appreciate every and each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate, and congratulations to Pete for winning the Jaguars 32-ounce kind of Yeti.
Way to go, Pete.
All right. Yep.
So thank you. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Rapid Fire Real Estate, you guys stay safe. In the meantime, we'll be back next Wednesday right here, Talk Radio.